Skagway 7th grader Arthur Arabom won the Skagway Spelling Bee earlier this month and will be advancing to the state championship. His winning word was Arapaho, referring to the native people historically from the plains of Colorado and Wyoming. Middle school English teacher Aaron Schmidt organizes Skagway's annual spelling contest. He says it was close.
Kind of a heavyweight bout there toward the end. They went 14 rounds, counting Arthur's championship round. So, pretty good competition.
The runner-up was 7th grader Annabelle Eskins.
Arthur spelled A-R-A-P-A-H-O-E, and that's a correct variant of Arapaho with no E at the end.
32 Skagway students participated in the spelling bee this year, from grade 2nd through 8th. Schmidt said it was impressive to see the students study the past several months and learn those difficult words.
We had one third grader named Summer Munson who went all the way into the 6th round, which is super impressive. And she just, surrounded by older students and had a princess dress on and just smiling from ear to ear. It was pretty neat to see. Summer crushed it, too.
This will be Arabom's first state spelling competition. He'll be cheered on by the Skagway school community, which Schmidt says is proud of its spellers.
I always see that there's a pretty good crowd that attends, parents and even older students. Some high school teachers will bring their classes in to watch. And so there's always a pretty good turnout, and people get excited about it, which I just think is neat. I think it takes a lot of guts. I'm always really proud of those spellers. It's hard to get up and spell in front of people. It's hard to do anything in front of people, right? But to really publicly demonstrate a skill like that takes courage.
Joining Arabom at the state championship will be Haynes 8th grader Nate White, who won the Haynes Spelling Bee this week. Haynes principal Lily Boron was there that day.
And he won with the word Quasimodo. It was actually very exciting because the championship round went for 2 rounds, which is not typical.
8th grader Maddie Hart won 2nd place, and 3rd grader Yarona Jacobson and 4th grader Meg Davis tied for 3rd. Boron says this year, Haynes organized classroom spelling bees for grades 3 through 8, and the winners of each class went on to compete in the school-wide spelling bee. And families were able to visit the school and be in the audience.
Another exciting thing was just to see the parents be able to watch their students in the school-wide bee. And so we're kind of getting to that point where our parents can come and participate and watch and celebrate their students' achievements as we head into spring.
The Alaska State Spelling Bee is slated for March 23rd. It'll be held virtually this year also, so there will be no need for Upperland Canal students to travel. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.